Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Again, that's wonderful. Sam Cooke, a very nice tune. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I am aware, I'm conscious that it is a great privilege for me to be here. And what is on my mind? I am taking very deep, strong observation of the way my mind works. And one basic thing I can say, I thought I had more mental control over myself than I discover. And I watch myself in action going through an experience of some influence of thought and feelings that I don't care about. Have you ever watched yourself going through an emotional experience of things you don't care about? If you have had that experience, well, I would like to hear a lot more about you, because then that would remove you from the common people in this societal world that we know today. If you're able to spiritually observe your emotional human self, watch and see how you feel and what you think and what you don't want to, the way you don't want to feel, you feel that way, the way you don't want to think. You're thinking that way. But you see, you may say, that sounds confusing. Of course it sounds confusing, because unless you really think about the different makeup, the different elements of our makeup as human beings, we just think that, oh, we are just, I am just me, or, you know, you just think you're you. But there's a lot to being us. All of us as human beings, there's a lot to be aware of. And this is Baruch Spinoza. I think he's a French man, but he is a real, he's not a sodomite. He's one of the more renowned philosophers that had problem with the church. And, you know, this guy is no longer around. But when I read about Baruch Spinoza, first of all, I got aware of just one of his concept, and I was affected by it. It made sense to me, and it's not like he's talking something that he invented, but because the world that he lives in, and I live in, we observe the same kind of thing. And in this case, this subject that he's spoken, he says that we human people is talking to each other and making sense, right? Whether you're civilized or not. But the world is only about civilized people anyway, right? But for what it is right now, might as well we address some of the people them that are not civilized, and they are able to communicate, you know, and do things. So that distinction must be there. He said that your mind has got to be sober. Sober mean altogether sober, because you can become unsober by different effects. It can be tangible or intangible effects that bothers you, right? So the context of your mind be sober, you don't mean some part of your brain perform sober, but some part does not. Right? Some part do not function right. So what are the things that can make a person unsober? It could be a birth defect. If we rule that out and you grow up sound, you understand stuff, you can take command, and you can disobey command, and you know the difference. Yes, that's the sobriety that Spinoza is talking about. And he laid out three and one is, explain them as I call them. Number one, you must be sober because your brain must function in a general way altogether sober. You have that amount of command to know when things are not right. You know what I mean? You have the common sense to know. That's the sobriety. You're aware. You're in touch. You're not messed up anyway. You are sober and everything. Something else. Because you can't just function and just pure sobriety. Sobriety is a condition of your mind that you are supposed to. It's critical that you stay sober so you can attend to stuff. When you are not sober, you can have some level of sobriety and you can do certain things. But we're not talking about that. We want a whole person here, and you must be sober to be altogether sober. So when you are sober, completely sober, you're not missing anything. It doesn't mean that you are perfect in anything. It just means that your mind is alert. It's sober. You know when something is negative from when it's positive. Anytime your mind is going out of that, where you're going to be into some mood where you don't really know that for real, something is wrong with that, with your sobriety. You're not sober. All right, so sobriety, number one, that's your first state that, because that's your starting point. Sobriety. What use you have if you're not sober and somebody need help from you, you cannot understand them, or you're just having problem. Right? So we want now sobriety. It's going to set you up to move on and do something with your sobriety, right? And that is, you're going to gain knowledge of things. You can only gain knowledge of things when your mind is in a state of sobriety and you're not losing anything. Your attention is not losing out on anything, right? And that is the second effect. Because, as you can see, you the first thing to get is sobriety, right? How do you get sobriety? The number one thing is you have the opportunity to pay attention to yourself, you know, every time. When you stop paying attention to yourself, you know, you leave the car to go drive itself. You know what I mean? You start up the car and, you know, let the car roll away and, you know, go on about itself. Well, so is our body. We have a brain, and the brain is the thing that makes us move, get things done. The brain, right? Well, your hand and your foot will help you, right? Of course, it's a part of the package of being alive and well, right? You have these, these things. But what is serious is these three things in the package of Spinoza. His package is general. It's something that we are all supposed to know. But people who become conscious and try to walk the walk and like to talk the talk, you know, they see things that other people are not concerned about. So it's not because people don't know certain things. It is because they can't bother with that. They don't have the orientation to look for the right thing and do the right thing. So they get off into a lot of nonsense. You must not go out and drink and get drunk. You are not to go out and practice to tell lies and all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, you lose your sobriety. And you don't take a lick of liquor or even a drink anything, and you can lose your sobriety. Yeah. You can be a person who not in drugs and another thing like that. But if you are with company, people who put wrong idea into your head and you take it on and go act upon it, that's right there, you lose your sobriety just like that, okay? So, like I say, you can lose your sobriety, the way of thinking and behavior. You can lose it even when you are not, you're not intending to do anything bad. But paying close attention to yourself, and because of that, you lose your sobriety. Yeah, because you will allow a lot of things to happen and you don't try to stop it. You know, you agree with foolishness and all that, you lose your sobriety. You have to be a judge of your own thoughts and your actions. Yes. And if first you weren't so sober, you don't stand a chance. You get into a lot of problems. But the person avoid the problem because they stay sober and was able to fend off problems. All right. So if you never pay attention to yourself to know that you must keep yourself sober, and you can be affected lies and contrive a whole bunch of foolishness, you will lose it. You become careless and you don't distinguish and discern things the way you're supposed to. So this is the problem. You must be sober. Is that you get around the wheel and you hold it, you know, hold the steering, and you can, you know, people turn professional driver and stuff like that. When I say professional, I don't mean that you go get license, you know, into the what they call it, chauffeur's license, you know. But you're at the wheel, so that you hold it with one hand, or hold it because car is as such, you can use one and then drive, go anywhere you want to go and come back. But the point is this: if you take a test, that you're not going to hold the steering with one hand, you got to keep your two hands on the wheel. That's perfect control. All right. So we're talking now about, if you don't pay the price to stay sober, you lose your sobriety and you get into a lot of trouble in life. That's no joke. You become unhappy and you become, you know, somebody who is just can't feel happy, can't be content. You don't have a sense of appropriation. All right. So the person who realizes that it pays off to stay sober, don't get into the problem, that person is going to have a better, they're going to have a good experience, because now they are at the control of sobriety, and they determine which way things going to go. When you don't have that, you can't determine the way things go. That's the problem. That is the problem. Don't fool yourself, and don't make nobody fool you. If you want a good ride, I mean, the way you live every day and want a good experience, you have to stay sober. Don't make nobody fool you about that. You know? So you decide to behave yourself and you reap good returns. Because guess what? You become wise because you are sober. You look, you discern, and you look, read up things and the situations, and you realize how nice it is for you to stay sober like that. So now you have the sobriety, you have knowledge too. Number three is because you have knowledge now. Knowledge is going to give you the ability to do a lot of things. And if you have this wisdom, you know, from sobriety, and you have this great knowledge now, because you behave yourself and you seek and sort things out and make things go the way you want it, that knowledge is going to make you have a sense of control over what you do. Check that out. Sobriety, knowledge, and then control. Like you're on the wheel of your car. You're in the car. You're going to drive. And the knowledge, because you're sober, the knowledge is going to be there for you. Yes. And the knowledge is now going to make you know how to direct yourself in anything you're doing. Anybody who don't have that tree energy working for them, you don't want to be around them, you know. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm talking this because, you know, I feel good that I am able to talk and express what is on my mind. And one of the things that I realize is that people don't value anything in the context of how we see society is going on. We are in a awful state. Yeah. Because, like I say, when you have mad people running up and down in other world, and mad people, you have a lot of burglary going on out there. I don't do burglary. I've never done burglary. I've never been a thief in that respect, no. Mm-mm. No. But when somebody breaks into your house, that person is crazy. Now you say, but the person know what they're doing. And of course, because you're crazy doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong on every level. No. So if a person is going to break into your house, do they come there in the daytime? I mean, when they know people are around? No. They always look out and see, know when nobody not at home. And take their chances. So, talk about a person who is and sober who have lost their right thinking, and what happens? Let me put myself in the shoes of a person who is going to go and break into somebody's house. What would be my mindset? Opposed to the mindset that I know I have now, I have no desire at all to steal from anybody. All right? But I can now imagine and see, what if I were to want to do that? What would be wrong with my head? Now, I don't want nobody to break in and steal anything from me. So why do I want to go out and steal from someone else? Huh? You know, if a man has some daughters like Lot in the Bible, and the Sodomite came when they saw two visitors, and I'm wondering to myself, what Lot is doing into a Sodomite community? Doesn't make any sense. It shows that Sodomite writing this story and trying to get something across for sodomy, but it's not a real story. However, drawing upon what they wrote, might be able to get, you know, a good observation out of it, even if it is fiction. What I'm saying now is that these guys, sodomites are crazy people, if you don't know. And I'm not joking. Sodomites don't have a proper brain, a sober brain. They can never be sober. If you tell me that white people, sodomite, or anybody who becomes sodomite, born like that, or even if somebody entice you to become sodomite, you're molested as a kid and you grew up disoriented, don't know, you lose your sobriety. Of course you lose your sobriety. Sodomite is a mental deficiency. Whether you grow up and you look like you are a natural person or not, but if you're a sodomite and would come right out and tell somebody, you don't really care what sex a person is, you will sex them. And the difference is, a male is a male and a female is a female. And if you don't have the sense to react to that, if you don't have the hormone to make you feel and think in that context, then it means then something, you're not civilized. You're just not civilized. You can make a whole bunch of trouble. And somebody would want to destroy you because they think that you are a bad person, but they don't know what you see when you look at anything. They can't feel the way you do. Sodomites. A man in a picture. Two men. White men, they are about the same height and even look like each other from behind. And they have newly wed written on their back. You see, or just married, something like that. Two men. Psychologically, you are not sober and you are not civilized. So if you think white people sodomite, look at the way they come and behave. Even in the capital the other day. Look at the way they behave. And I imagine they attract, because of the politics thing, attract some black people, lose their mind as well. And they join into these things. But the point is, like Trump said, you know, it's both sides, these, you know, he don't find anything wrong with the way the white people there are acting in America. Because, you know, basically they kind of lose the sense that this is not Europe. They don't care. And
if they think like that, then, and you think that they are sober, you only think so because they are able to come and go about. That don't make a person civilized. No, not at all. Men pilot. And I imagine them white too. They must have them eye. Drive a flew a plane past the airport. Yeah. Past the airport. And I think in that account, they just fly on and go crash the plane. What I'm saying to you, talk about AD and Adamany that we are in right now. And, you know, the state that we are in right now, it's like black people just forget about who they are, who they were, or who they are in the context that who they really are in blood. But now, it's like black people give up or don't have a sense that there is something different, you know, that your life is not being lived based on the historic knowledge of our existence. And a lot of black people don't really care about what their existence is. You know, some people are African and they born in the West Indies. They don't care whether or not they are African. They don't care. They just want to live. That's it. But we have institutions, social institutions, though, that affect lives. And a lot of people are out there doing things in an effort to make things of purpose. You see? All right. So reason why I'm talking this now is that the state that the world is in, it's not a good one. It's not a good one. Because anytime a person is a crook and, you know, you have some big time crooks, they'll go to the bank and rob the bank. Get quite a bit of money too and stuff like that. When we allow someone, if you know someone who drives a car, but you notice they have accident all the time, would you let them drive your car? Would you? No, not even that. You don't want nobody to, you know, do that. To drive your car when they're always getting into accident, you know, like every month or every other month or something like that, they're getting into accident and just can't drive properly enough to keep themselves out of accident. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is that I read the world is a textbook, and what I see in the world is a textbook. It's these white people. Over the past 12,000 years, all we have them doing right now is telling a whole bunch of lies, write a whole pack of nonsense about the black people, and say they have AD and Adamany as a government, that they have the deed for anything you have and all that. And I look and see where these Sodomite people coming from. I grew up in the church. But now, before I'm dead, I'm able to read and see that, you know, something is wrong in the world. The brain for a lot of people that we think have sense, no. Because the simplicity of using words and reacting is something that is crucial, because if somebody is going to proposition you in anything, your brain better be good for you to decide whether or not telephone call or something like that. You are to know that. So when we have a situation where there is confusion and nobody cares, that's not a good society at all. There is laws and order to keep people from colliding with each other. When we have a situation where people is not in their civilized mind, and they feel like doing certain things, and they do things to affect other people. They don't care how you feel about the effect that they're putting on you. They feel that they have an agenda to do you that. I it's like a fatigue when I really think of it. I'm not thinking about this yesterday. You know, it's quite a while now. I'm seeing the doom and gloom of society. And simply because anytime you find a fool have enough sense to fool you, you have problem. When you make a fool fool you. So it is a good thing. It is a good thing for us to know what life is all about. What life is all about, and don't settle for less. And what the problem is with the world is words and clarity. That's basically what the problem is. There is just the amount of confusion that is bugging the black people who behave like, you know, they are just trying to go through life and they're not going to make nothing bother them. You know, there's a limit to what you just leave alone. Listen. I was talking to somebody that's close to me, and I was talking about cause. You know, it is something I was asked about, because I gave preference to something. For example, I can come even closer with what I am saying, so you get a better sense of my illustration here. I want to show you psychological fault plagues people, and people who can read, have degrees and stuff like that. They too have flaws, psychological flaws, that if indeed they don't realize yet how to look at a statement, at a word in the statement, and see where the energy goes. All right? Now, we were talking, and I was saying, I was talking about on how black people, some black people, or an individual that is black. You call them black, I mean the hybrid people. Civilized hybrid people of Africa that are operating at a lower frequency than they should. And what would give us the knowledge to behave on the right frequency is to pay attention to ourselves, pay attention to words, pay attention to what we understand, whether it's negative or positive, you know, and the degree of it. We must understand the ratio and stuff of what the situation is. So I mentioned that I give pity to an individual who do a lot of things that are just out of the way, but yet still this is a person who look and on a certain level behave like everything is all right. But if you put them into a certain situation, you will be sorry. You know, you don't really want to get into anything with this person. But on a certain level, they are all right. So psychologically, when you have someone who is like that, I have a compassion for the person, because I know when you don't understand, you just can't react outside of your understanding. And if you weren't trying to learn how to understand words and application to a certain degree, you're going to be a victim of, you could even have a responsible, you know, a good job, you're making money and stuff like that. But you come upon a case, or, you know, if you're a judge and stuff like that, and you don't understand a certain critical type of a situation that somebody could bring up to you. And because you don't have that depth of discernment with words and situation, you rule against them. And I'm going to tell you the truth and you just can't see it. Well, this is what happened with me and the person I was talking to. I expressed for that person who is black, call him black. I saw them say it from young, but I mean the hybrid people. I wish I could stop that. Hybrid ethnic people of Africa are today all over the world, Chinese, Indians, and Hispanics, and Arabs, and, you know, non-white people. I'm not talking about Dundus. You know where Dundus come from, right? All right. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is that when playing to the person that usually people just call you bad because, you know, you're doing something that is negative. But then if you examine well the person who you think is bad, you see they are doing something that they don't want you to do to them. Now, what do you think about that? A person's brain cannot be working right in that sense, you know. So when I say this person is behaving at a certain level where they're really not seeing what they're doing, because who is going to see that something look bad and diminish their character? And they still do it, like nothing around. So I said, I have to pity this person. Although, you know, I should be feeling like upset and stuff like that, but I have to know that there is something wrong there. There's something wrong. When somebody is acting contrary to their own self, they are doing something to somebody else that they wouldn't do to themselves. And that's the way it is. So something is wrong when someone is not discerning and see when the negative is there from the positive, right? So the person said to me, because this person talks to me and acquaint with my MO. So the person said to me, so why wouldn't you feel that way about a white person? Now, I am never a racist at all. But, and you will say, well, I mean, you know, but you don't like white people. Why should I like white people? People don't have anything in common with me. And that's what I was explaining to this person that was talking to me. And what I'm saying to you, that this person, I tell this person that the reason why I can't is that white people and I don't have blood in common. We do not have blood in common. We do not originate from the same ancestors. And that they are criminals. And what they have done to the black people, there is no way, there is no premise there. So I am telling my friend, look, the reason why I cannot feel or have any, like, I don't have a legal or moral right or obligation to feel that way about white people, because they are in our territory, not one, not two, not three. And you know, I mean, it's number, I mean, the big number of how they kill the black people, the African people. So I say, cause. So this person is saying, but why is it that you can't? And say, it don't make no sense. Now, when somebody tells me that it don't make no sense, you know, I want this person to address what I say is the reason. And the reason is, the explanation that I gave constitute a cause, C-A-U-S-C. You know, cause is the creator of the universe. You know that? Cause over what? Billions and billions of years now. Who creates the universe? It's cause, C-A-U-S-C. Cause did it. Now, you think cause is a person like you and I? Of course not. The spirit that we can see is what do things. Cause is a spirit, intelligent. I mean, who else could do this kind of things we see around us except cause? The spirit, cause. We don't have a birth certificate for cause. But if you watch the usage of the word cause, look at the definitions, and you will see what I'm saying, you showing you. To say that what I'm saying don't make any sense, when I'm making a distinction between African people, hybrid people, and the white people who are not hybrid at all, okay, and that they are sodomites, they are criminals, right? No of it, they don't have any sense about what they own and what someone else is. What someone else own. White people don't know that. White people just do not know that. And on whatever level they know that, they cannot appreciate that. They must take their hands off other people's stuff. White people don't know that. White people think that anywhere they go and steal things, it's theirs. White people think that once they have what they steal from you, nobody cannot take it from them because now it is theirs. That's the way sodomite white people think. Sodomite white people don't want Lot's wife in the Bible. Not wife, but Lot's two daughters. Think about what I am saying to you. When people cannot see, cannot discern psychologically, although the explanation is made clear, the person look and say, it doesn't make any sense. When I'm saying, but I'm saying cause. What I outlined to you, what Indo-European folks, and I don't have as an obligatory type of favor. There is the things that are barriers between us. It's the cause. And you talk about just cause. Two, cause is a powerful one, is the most powerful. It's the most powerful. I mean, I don't know any more powerful word than cause, because cause is, you just can't operate without cause. Now, if you don't have just cause, go from there. You're not doing anything if you don't have just cause. You can't go into the court and the court use that word just cause. You know? Just cause. You must have just cause or reason. You know what I mean? Reason. But, you know, stick to cause. Cause is the boss. And if you have good cause for what you did, and it's all clear, there's no itch, that's it. You're gone too clear. So what I'm trying to say to you, when I tell the person what my cause is and what the white people is to me, and I said, I don't have any reason, I don't have the justification to think pitiful of what white people do to African people. I don't have no reason in cause to feel that way about them, because they leave what the things I read, what they say, they behave like, talk things like you are talking to a talking dog that is telling you why he has to bite you. That's it. Okay? So I am saying, when you're talking to people and they don't have the capacity to deal with the words that you're using, them cannot be convicted based on what you are saying. They can't be convinced. Simply because they're not understanding the word. Now, for you, for my friend to dismiss what I said is to use the definition, the word cause, and search out the matter to see whether do I have good grounds or not. But my friend is not quick to do that. You see what I mean? My friend is not quick to do that, but I'm going to look for it anyway. Right? I'm nice about it, but I just don't feel, I don't feel good when a person look at my, you know, well-learned knowledge and tell me it doesn't make no sense. That's not good. Right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And as usual, I like to talk these kind of stuff. because, you know, maybe someone is out there that it means something to them. They ain't going to give me no collection in the plate nor nothing. I don't have no plate. I am not trying to get something. I'm giving something. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving something. And it's my obligation, right? I am obligated to serve this. I just hope that someone out there is doing well in their thinking and their behavior too, and perfect their life before they are dead, right? So as I look and I see the situation, I'm saying, you know, it is bad because too many people are not seeing, not discerning, and don't want to make no motion to move anything. And so it is so bad that black people don't care. A lot of black people don't care. Position of white people. And it is something that is, you know, it is something that is Mount Everest, you know. It's a serious thing. You know, when you have a fool fooling you and you think that they are all right, that's not good. Listen, I grew up as a child and don't know anything besides the church and the Bible. And I grew up to an adult, like from age 7 into an adult, and thinking. And imagine, I don't know what BC is to AD. Don't really know, because nobody really explained those things to me. You know? Neither in school, neither at home. No, not like that. Everybody assume everything is all right. So I grow up like I only feel unrest in myself and, you know, things I don't have any hands on anything important that, you know, make me feel like, okay, you know, it's good to be in this world. I have none of that. When I started to read and begin to find things out, I mean, I begin to lose my friends. And it get really, really, really serious in my case because the last person to drop me is my dear cousin that I never expected would drop me because we talk nice. We don't have no row or not nothing. But about 2 or so months ago, we were talking. He's a minister. And, you know, I was never any minister at all. You know, my mind has never gone that road in any kind of way. I used to go to church and testify and give praise the Lord, you know, everything in Jesus. So all the fraudulent things they write in the Bible, lies and things like that about the African people, I didn't know nothing that gave me any suspicion about what may not be right. Nobody was feeding anything to me. And so I grew up. And now the annoyance began to happen when I am finding out that my belief in these things can't sustain me. It will never work. You know, because you're telling me, you know, to dismember my hand and my leg, and what am I going to walk? How am I going to walk when I do that? But basically, that's what the Bible is all about. The Bible is in essence getting African people to destroy themselves, destroy the most prioritized part of your body, your brain. They want you to infect your brain with a whole bunch of foolishness about St. Paul and all this kind of stuff. I would never get out of those stuff unless I started to read and begin to make sense. I begin to make sense. Now, if somebody wants to know if I really find something out, just talk to me. Talk to me in the way you make sense to yourself. Now, I'm going to find out if you're really making sense while you talk to me. Because I am looking in the straight, the logical straight of how reason works. And where is cause in what you're saying? Where is the cause? What are you blaming someone for? And all like that, right? So my position is to judge the words that, you know, I judge the words that I use, prejudge them before I use them. So now it becomes like ritualistic. I know what I'm saying. And anything you say, my eyes are still focused on the straight. Yes. Focus on the straight. And that's the way it is for me. Now, when I see the difference between the Bible and history, oh man, you know, it's depressing. It's depressing. How can it be that white people are sodomites, and the kind of stuff that happened, the miscegenation with black people and them, and where we are today, that these white people have the bravery to say they're kicking us out of everywhere we are, we are not qualified to have our government, and our government is in the world is the textbook. Where is there is the textbook? Where is the white sodomite history textbook, what they have? But they are the one here to tell us, oh my gosh. You hear the gospel about Jesus Christ? Now, you want to say that black people are so low on the totem pole IQ. May have IQ to read and go to college and stuff like that, but what happened? When it comes to these sodomite people who do commit all the war, destroy everything black people, African people have, and imitate our government. They imitate our government and tell us that, you know, when they conquer us, they have a right to tell us what they, and what they, what is the foundation that they are working on? Tradition. They are not hooked up or wired with tradition. I mean, civilized tradition. Kings ruling with law code, like Hammurabi, Sargon, and the rest of many, even before the flood. Kingship was on earth, the flood. Kingship is established in Kish and in the into the eastern world. Kingship, Mesopotamia, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and now we have these sodomites, they're ruling. What law? You have these, the Pope there, that he don't ask nobody whether or not, you know, no, he just, the Pope is as sodomite as you can, as they can be. And the Pope The Pope is there. And you want to say that nobody don't see anything wrong with that? How did they become a power, authentic government? How did the white people become? In the World History textbook, it tells you these are the people who brought criminality on planet Earth. And who they were, and how they come to have sense to be criminals. At one stage, they couldn't even be an impressionable crook. No. The history don't show them to be useful to not even themselves and have enough sense to steal from anybody, these white people. Now, I'm talking, and somebody just feel like, they have something to say, because I'm coming from the World History textbook. And that there is something wrong, and they are not supposed to be in our territory. You see? And they can char iron if they want, but they fuck ass. And that is not charring iron. You see? That is a faggot. Evolutionary product. That's what it is. Okay? So to come now and talk about, we are not able to stay where we are. How we get where we are, where we come from. These faggots don't care. They don't care. And they pretend to such a way that we are living at a time that they create. You don't dare call them faggots or homosexuals. No. You're not. I can do it. You can't do it. Because you clearly a link in their chain. Because you wouldn't think to call them sodomite, Ramada, gay, whatever it is, sissy, whatever they call themselves. These are people that have serious body defect. Their rectum, okay? If you know, they don't want to talk about it. But if you do a research, you'll find out white people are suffering a great deal fucking in the ass. But because it's a cultural thing, they are living with it. And they don't stop there. At this time, they decide that they're going to mingle with us and we must accept it. Well, they can't carry that out. They are on the way now like, okay, we got it all. No. When they can prove that AD and Adamani is authentic government, it has the law of Hammurabi, Sargon, Gilgamesh, Hernamu, and a host of kings from before the flood to after the flood. When prove that they are linked with authentic government, then that's when they would think that they can get us to fuck ass. No, you're not going to get us to fuck no ass. You have a right to go fuck ass and not on our premises. So you can stay there and feel like everything is hunky-dory and stuff like that. We are not gay. And look, the good for yourself is go where you belong. Don't tell us that what you have here is ours. What you have here is yours. Because the history don't show that. White people don't own anything in America. You see, They know to kill. Why are they killing? Why are they killing? Black people don't do that. And they make it seem like, oh, we are not here to kill anybody. They are here to kill us. That's their position. If you think their brain is civilized, show it to me. Show it to me that Biden is a sober man and a civilized man. Prove to me that Biden, the president right now. And if you think I'm going too far, why? Explain why. Because it has to come from the history book. There's no other power but the mystery book, the history book. They want to talk all kind of something. When I look that these white men are talking about Jesus and know that this is a jackass, honest fucking game that they're playing with African people, it's not a nice thing. All right. Let me go on and say this. You're listening to Tim Aldred, the author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Manipulative Sinner, and this is Blog Talk Radio. When they cut my lecture, they are saying a great deal of iniquity. You see what I mean? Because it shows that their mental is not wired to think civilized. White people who say they're ruling now. Claw, the grip is in AD and Adamani. They don't ever think that somebody is going to hit them with it. Because they are doing everything to keep the African people from having a good understanding of themselves. They use the Bible to block us, you know. But I said, look, go take the Bible and fuck it. Take the Bible and go fuck the Bible. Then you may find your God. You see, but telling us that we are a citizen? A citizen? AD and Adamani? You know? You white people, come on. You just know to kill people, kill the African people. That's all they know to do. You see, because they don't have any sense of their own. You see, and because we, like, give them free passage to do what they want to do, even Africa want to deal with them. They must have fucked Africa ass already. You see, unless the truth can be spoken, they will always be fucking the African people down. May I see that? I don't see none of that. You see what I mean? And I want all the divine power from above inside of my head. I need all of that. I need all of that. Because the words have the order of life in there. And that's what I want. Now, these sodomite white people, they have mental conviction that black people cannot rule themselves. And they think that they must pinch off a little bit of the wealth that them have and give a little bit, you know, to keep us from dying. That's what they think. Simple because they don't hear any of us speak with the tongue that they are afraid of. The white people waiting and hope that it doesn't happen, that they start hearing us speaking with a tongue. Well, what about my tongue? You know, even if the tongue is yet to come, but right now, I can be precursor, right? But what if this is the tongue that you are hearing is manifesting right now that white people don't have government? You see, and they just need the right person to articulate who they are. with their FBI and Secret Service and stuff like that. Understand their establishment. Because they themselves say they did not make a central government. No, they themselves say that. They can't make a central government. They batty fuckers. Okay, that they, the audacity that they want African people to turn sodomite. And you don't hear black people talk about it like, you know, I'm afraid of it. No, because guess what? These white people, they have them like a crab in a bucket. The water is being heated gradually, and they will be cooked in a while. That's what is happening right now. I tell you about a tweet that I have at Twitter, going into 3 years now, that they do not answer that tweet. You see, these sodomite, no good white people, they, all the institutions they set up, because they make sure that, look, all these institutions they set up is that they sponging the black people all around the world and make them sodomite. If you don't know that, I'm telling you that's what it is. That's what it is. The white people are no good. And if you think that they are good, you tell me why. You tell me why they're good. The plain government, we don't have inalienable rights. It's whatever they fuck and do what they want to do with us. That's all we get. You see, they are in Syria. They are in, they say they come out of Afghanistan now or something like that. But look, these guys, man, they go kill Gaddafi, they kill Saddam and stuff like that. And nobody pay attention to that. Why do we think these people have a right to do these, all this fucking nonsense? Why African people think these people have a right? Why? You know, the more you shut up and only talk about Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, that's jackass business, white black people. Talking nonsense. Like, Dr., you know, look at Dr. Martin Luther King. Nobody will say Dr. Martin Luther King was an idiot. Nobody will say that. But he was. Do you think he was a peacemaker? Peacemaker with what? He's in the church. And as long as you're in the church, these fuckers got you. They have your soul. Because you're into the church. If you knew your history, you would never be talking about church. And on the day of Pentecost, you would not. It just proves. It proves. That you don't even know your own history at all. You may be away from Africa, but you're not away from your history. I start to read and I begin to find information. And these dog fucking white people say they are ruling us. It can't happen. It cannot happen because reading don't lead us down there. It does not. You see, when we have lost ourselves to where we are actually setting up churches and preaching, trying to save each other when there is no provision anywhere except in this fucking Bible that they have. None of it, history contradicts the Bible. History contradicts the Bible. In the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, you can't find any part of it that is true. A talking serpent. None of it. You're not going to know Wagwan until probably you're dead. You'll never know, because the story is there. And unless you decide to go read and find out, you will never know, because these fucking white people mess up the thought of the world society in such a way let's go to Africa seems oblivious to selling its own to Indo-European sodomy, vile killers. Africa seems oblivious to selling its own to Indo-European sodomy, vile killers. That's what I'm supposed to read it, make it sound like reading, right? Africa seems oblivious to selling its own to Indo-European sodomy, vile killers. Sound much better to me now. Struggle to read. Listen, I am talking about the state of the world right as it is right now. And you probably may not see anything in the title I just read to you here. But this is what represents a world where African people get no help. Where people get no help from the government, the political government that is set up on earth under kingship. These honest fucking people can steal our money and take over the world, control, where we come from, or where all the money come from in Africa. You imagine that. And if you can't see into what I'm saying, and it's too hard for you to even think about, that's all right. If you're dead, well, go on, let them bury you there. Let them bury you, because this is something for us to be concerned about, and we must take action, because it is what we are doing cause these sodomites to do what they do. We teach them that they can use one little faggot person with honor sense to patrol a million black people. A million hybrid people. You think the hybrid people are superior people and should have enough intellect and ward off, enemies and stuff like that. But somehow we have lost it somewhere along the line. Underdeveloped, we don't know. We just don't know, because as soon as I begin to read and see stuff, I begin to talk. I don't fret on nobody, because it's the world, it's a textbook. Why would anybody want to bother with me if I'm talking what is in the world? It's a textbook. It means that the brain is gone. The brain is gone. But I am lucky that I'm able to read it, and I can tell people. All right? I am convinced that nobody, just like one of their men named Cicero in the 1st century B.C. Yes. They were in an experience of learning everything they wanted to learn from the gods establishment. Polytheism, religion. They feigned that they were calling themselves Romans. They never identified themselves for who they are when they were taking lessons from the Elohim academic institution and behaving like they are carrying on ceremonies and all this kind of thing, and of the priests. They were doing all those things. Okay? And today, what they are doing, they haven't done anything to be a legal government. Nothing. They haven't done anything. They remain sodomite. And you see what they do? They know long time, over 12,000 years ago, they know what they were supposed to do, and that's what they have done. So they find out that they can frighten the black people. They find that out, and this is what is happening. Now they realize that they can tell us to shut up, and we shut up, because they have the key. Now, I am showing you. I am telling you. They don't have no key. They only can fuck each other's ass and frighten people. People afraid of honest fuckers. And they want to make everybody fuckers. They think they are mighty enough to make black people fuckers. Now, I don't think about being dead in the context that somebody will kill me if I talk this. Because, look, I am well aware that these white fuckers, they don't have enough sense to do civilized things. Okay? Everything they do, they are doing so that, you know, they remember the poor. That's what they're doing. All right? Well, that's not the way it is right now. Person with the knowledge, the right knowledge, is supposed to sustain the existence of the gods, the Elohim gods, the Anunnakis, Anu, Antu, the God, the King of heaven and earth. That's who we are to be concerned with. It's not these honest fucking white people there who don't have no conscience. They don't have nothing at all. And they think black people are like swine or something like that. What they are, that's what they think we are. You see? And if you don't know the story, don't bother try talk it. But is the power of the story is going to really move things. And they think that they own the world right now. They don't own anything. They are killers, like I say. Sodomite, vile killers. That's what the federal government is all about. They show us who they are to what they call federal government. Does anyone in the African government knows what kingship government is? Think about that. You think about that, my friend. Researchers uncovered Africans part in slavery. This is written October 20, 1995. Just one moment. Okay, thanks for your patience. Now, listen to this. From correspondent Gary Stricker, Cape Cosat, Guyana, CNN, for centuries, along the West African coast, millions of Africans were sold, millions of Africans. Is there a government there in Africa? Were sold into slavery and shipped across the Atlantic to the Americas. The middlemen were European slave traders based in Fort like Ghana's Cape Cossip Castle. Now, a tourist attraction and a somber reminder of a brutal crime against humanity. Mm-hmm. That crime is usually blamed entirely on the European outsiders who inflict slavery on African victims. But new research by some African scholars supports a different view that Africans should share the blame for slavery. Well, I have been saying this for a while now, that not a long time ago, but now I've been looking and the realization, my observation, is making me realize that something has to be wrong with Africa. I have a scenario based on the history and when things began with these white people, first over the long stretch of 12,000 years. And when they learned enough and what they went through getting education from the Elohim Pantheon, they get education to be priests and everything, they learn it under polytheism, these honest fucking white people. They learn everything from us. Yes. They learn to become, you know, what they have learned. That is what fueled them to be the most effective criminals and using a form of government to do it. They are fucking more than honest. You don't see it. And behaving like, oh, they're revered and everybody must be afraid of them. You don't see? Yeah, because they fuck ass, and that's their power. You see what I mean? So this African scholar have a different view, that Africans should share the blame for slavery. It was the Africans themselves who were enslaving their fellow Africans. You see what I mean? So you can see here there is not a much intelligence that being shown here on the part of the Africans. That Africans should share the blame for slavery. It was the Africans themselves who were enslaving their fellow Africans, sending them to the coast to be shipped outside, says researcher Akosa Perby of the University of Ghana. Based on her studies, Purvey says that European slave traders, almost without exception, did not themselves capture slaves. Imagine this. They bought them from other Africans. Millions of it. Usually kings or chiefs. Kings or chiefs are wealthy merchants. You see? Kings. African kings was in the selling too. Imagine that, man. Something that we must do for ourselves. We are creating the problem. We are creating the problem. Question is, why did Africans sell their own people for 1,000 years before Europeans arrived in Africa? Slaves were commonly sold and taken by caravans north across the Sahara. Slavery did exist in Africa, says Irene Aktuwe of the University of Ghana. And my friends, that is what I have for you today. And hope you get something from out of it. But if you don't intend to throw your energy into the truth, if you want to give over the power that you have inside of you to the sodomite people, take over everywhere we have, and we don't have anywhere, and you can't talk the truth, you know, you can't talk the truth, so they get to hold everything down. We have to have a force that takes us beyond that. Because, I mean, why die for nothing? If you were ever going to die, would you prefer die for something? I am not trying to die for something. I am trying to restore what needs to be restored. You see, and I'm not using what other people use because they're not using the truth. Their truth fall in the gate. My truth don't. My truth has good feet. Good feet. You know, not falling in the street. Okay. And this is exactly what I am made of, is speak the truth, because there's nobody out there that I dread. There's nobody out there. So when they are at the time when they're talking about they have, you know, their thing underneath our feet to shovel us over, they find out now it's the reverse. They don't have any legal document to be in the jurisdiction of African territories. They don't have anything. The fucking ass. That's what these white people are doing. Fucking ass and steal everything black people have. We have the proof here. What you have to say about that? You see, but they can only talk one little piece of something, on the skirt and out there. But they cannot come into the ring, you know what I mean? And you have to, like, just represent yourself right and don't keep up no nonsense. You see what I mean? And you can't do that. You can't do that because there are too many wrong that these sodomite people have done. There's nowhere on planet Earth they could prove themselves innocent. Romans. Them are Romans. Some of the people come on one video and says, you know, like more than once, maybe like three times somebody wrote, I think different people wrote it, and repeating what each other said. So, we were Romans and shit. And basically, that's what it is. The Senate. So, my friends, you take good care, you see, because it takes the Lord above to help us, and that's what I want, to be helped by the Lord. So you take good care.